It's a writing challenge.
Today, on the Right Focus, one project, two project. Checking in from my project stage, I was sketching ideas again. I didn't count any of my words, but I wrote a lot of words. What's going on? I can't write two fiction projects at one time. I've tried. I've tried alternating days, having the week 3 days and three, and writing on one project until I'm drained, and then switching to the other, flipping back and forth. Those methods merely slow down my creative muse as if I'm confusing her. I likely confused her today. I can write fiction and nonfiction and post simultaneously. I can do the rough draft on one project while I edit correct a second fiction project. These work processes use the creative and critical brains easy enough to keep muse away from editor. I know that I need to take certain breaks from creative outpouring. Otherwise, I run ahead of the muse and run out of ideas and words. Slowdowns are necessary, therefore. Knowing this, I schedule one day of every week for pure critical work. Sometimes I will add more critical work. I also try to schedule one pure creativity day of every week. April 1st was a pure creativity day. I sketched ideas. Today, April 14, was another pure creativity day. I mentioned yesterday that I had mulled over murder throughout the morning until I could seize the opportunity to pour out some writing for my current project. The murder is my next project, book 10 in the Hearts and Hazard Regency Mystery Series under my pseudonym M.A. Lee. I did a little mulling on Friday, but I wasn't happy with anything that I worked out. Yesterday, when I realized that I had achieved my week's word count goal, I decided to use today as a pure creativity exercise. Last thing for last evening was looking over the ideas that I had generated on Friday and realizing those ideas just wouldn't work. I needed another direction. Since the title, The Hazard of Secrets, wasn't generating ideas on its own, I wrote a quick note to try a different direction. Start with names, I wrote. After today settled down, I fetched a clipboard and the ideas that I had, then stared into space. Lesson 36. Ideas come out of blankness. Don't fear the blankness. The first name that popped up was one that I really didn't like. I came up with many more, writing them on paper like a high school girl, trying out variations of her name matched to her boyfriend's name. None of the names fit, not really. I returned to the first name, twisted it a little, twisted it even more, and suddenly I could see the character hiding in shadows. Never settle. You know you found the right name or idea or motif or title when a scene develops. Story comes out of many things. An image, a name, a title, a motif, blankness. All of these will generate events. It's the writer who will shape the events into the story. I started writing. Clary hiding in the shadows, fingers pressed to her mouth to keep from making any sound. When I finished, I had 1,300 words, an opening scene, the secrets that both dual protagonists were hiding, and the murder that would occur. I won't touch this project in the foreseeable future. My focus remains to Wield the Wind, which is still going strongly. Lesson 37. Waiting won't kill the story. Stay focused until the primary project is nearing completion. The waiting will improve the next project and may spark ideas for the current project. To prevent muse confusion, I will work tomorrow on more promotions for May. Yep, I work a few weeks in advance. I'm actually behind. Taxes, then bill paying, kept me from working on the May post as soon as I would normally have. Yet everything falls into place. I need something to break the different creative projects, and promotions will do that. No words anticipated tomorrow, but who knows? As happened this past weekend, it pays to be ready. Coming up, I will talk about finding a cover designer. Covers are extremely important. They are the first lures to attract a reader to your book. First, though, I'll talk about promotions. What inspiration did I have before I started today's pure creativity of sketching ideas? J.K. Rowling said, I just wrote what I wanted to write. I write what amuses me. It's totally for myself. You need to imagine that said in a proper British received accent. I closed with Henri Bentice. Yes, we can find inspiration from other artists, painters, and musicians both. Matisse said, creativity takes courage. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Ruins, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.